What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. And we're going to take some phone calls now. Art from Off the Grid, aloha. Welcome back to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Interesting argument that's come out lately. I kind of find it comical because, you know, here's where we get into evidence that people just simply follow the narrative, don't think for themselves, and they have no idea what they're talking about. We have people now, and I got exposed to this about 2-3 days ago in an article, who are equating, you know, you're familiar with the nationalist movement.
Yes.
And there are people who are now equating nationalism to communism, saying that there's, you know, this is just communism in disguise. And it's, you know, I'm trying to argue to these people, look, you don't get it. This is not communism. Nationalism is simply a movement which is being pushed by those of us, and I include myself in this, who believe in our own sovereign borders and the right to defend those borders against anyone or anything that threatens them and the people that live within. And I don't know, it's like they look at me like, I don't know what, like, with that, you know, that glazed look, like the deer in the headlights look, right? They
yes.
don't have a clue what I just said. And I'm trying to figure out, how can I put this in such a way that these people understand that what nationalism really is?
Well, you explain it very clearly. And the idea of equating the debate about national borders and national sovereignty to communism, that's Orwellian. That goes right up there along with war is peace, ignorance is strength, freedom is slavery, warming is cooling.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's probably one of the most recent, dumbest arguments I've ever heard. And another thing, just real quick, and then I'll back out and let you go on from there. Have you heard about the, I'm looking at the article here on Yahoo News, the anti-gentrification movement?
Yeah, we just talked about that.
Okay, I tuned in a little late. I'm trying to understand, I cannot understand for the life of me, why someone would be opposed to improving the neighborhood.
Well, see, more than that is a double standard. The open borders idea supposedly is we're all supposed to blend together into one population and hug each other. And yet at the same time, you've got Yahoo News is saying it's a great thing that the Hispanics in Los Angeles are now willing to resort to violence to keep white people out of their neighborhoods.
It's crazy.
It is. It's absolutely insane.
All right. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it. You have a great one.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Curtis in Nevada. Aloha, Curtis. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Mike, I just wanted to talk about this North Korean development. And I think this could be very significant in a lot of ways, not just an isolated thing about Korea, but in the whole deep state fight. And I'll tell you why. It's because the deep state and China were partners or have been and still are partners in this whole global thing, that China owes their existence to the deep state. When I say deep state, I'm talking about, you know, the whole globalist thing from the very beginning. I'm just substituting that term.
I'm not sure I would agree with that. I mean, you know, China has been China for thousands of years, all the way back to Qin. Now, there was the communist revolution takeover that was triggered by the corruption of the Chinese empire that had to do with that British war regarding Britain's right to sell opium to the Chinese people. And that's right. Really wrecked the place. And that's when the communists came on in. Well, now China's moving away from that. I don't think China really is linked to the deep state. They're certainly not on board with the globalist agenda.
Okay. Mike, after World War II, Chiang Kai-shek had effective control of nationalist China. Now, Marshall, who was deep state, once again, deep state, we deliberately withheld arms shipments to Chiang Kai-shek for a long time. And the other elements of the deep state were helping Mao. And we actually sent a huge shipments of battle arms without firing pins as part of that whole thing. And within a year, Mao took over. And within a year after that, North Korea was at war. I mean, China has always, I think that there's a consensus of these people saying this, that the North Korea has been a satellite since then of China, and that the deep state.
Well, what you're describing, what you're describing is the U.S. government's constant meddling in countries to take down governments they don't like and put up governments that they do like. And if that's your definition of, you know, being supported by the deep state, I think you need to look at Iraq as a good example that simply doesn't matter, because the U.S. helped put Saddam Hussein into power in Iraq. And then when he broke off his leash, they took him out.
Right.
So
Mike, you're substituting America and U.S. for the deep state. I mean, the deep state's been doing this all along, and the difference is the presidents in the past have been on board with it, and Trump isn't, or I hope he isn't. That's what I'm saying.
Well, I hope he isn't either, but, you know, we know that the CIA has been doing a lot of this regime change stuff since the end of World War II, trying to overthrow governments, including governments that are supposed to be friendly.
Right, the deep state, Mike. And see, here's what I'm saying is now, it's what we're seeing with Red China is that maybe they're rethinking. They're rethinking their whole thing with the deep state, that maybe the deep state is not, maybe they're vulnerable. Maybe they just might be, that they might have to, you know, separate this whole plan that they've had to begin. They never intended to be under the New World Order. They were just going to be a strategic partner. Hello?
Well, the way the New World Order is planned, there are no strategic partners because there's no nations. That's what the whole globalist New World Order agenda is. There's no such thing as nations. All of the borders come on down. It's all one human population subject to one government. Russian, Chinese,
eventually.
British, French, Spanish, Australian.
Eventually, Mike. Right. It's eventually. But, it's like if you're a crime boss in the city and you want to take out the crime boss on the other side of the city, you align yourself with the crime boss across town. You take him out, and eventually you're going to stab the other crime. In other words, eventually, there would have been a showdown. But the whole plan was to take out the U.S., and China was waiting for that. They were kind of premature. You remember with the Bundy standoff, right? They, hey, come on, let's get this done type of mentality.
Okay, Curtis. Okay. I don't agree with you respectfully. I think that China has no reason to feel any gratitude toward U.S. interference in their country. No nation does. I need to let you go because the phone lines are full, and we're actually running out of lines. We're running out of lines. So, Curtis, thank you. We're going to let you go. Go over to Jerry in Chicago. Aloha, Jerry. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, aloha, Mike. I had to weigh in on what Art from Pennsylvania was saying, and I got to be honest with you. I just had a conversation with somebody at a local place 30 minutes ago, and she is a caregiver. Oh boy. She is a caregiver, and she has two daughters that are both nurses and everything else like that. And this person that I was talking to, I turned her on to Extendivite. I simply wrote it down on a piece of paper. I said, check this place out and look into their product, and it's all natural. And she is a firm believer that this pharmaceutical, petrochemical, GMO crap that they're pumping into our body is helping people. And I'm going to be honest with you. She got irate with me.
Yeah, we went through that with a friend that we'd had who was a nurse, and we sort of held her hand through a bad period where her husband had committed suicide. But yeah, when we started talking about the issues with vaccines, she got all defensive, and I think that was probably why she stopped calling us. So anyway, listen, I got to get through these calls and back to the news here. So, Jerry, thank you very much. We're going to switch to Jim in Chicago. Aloha, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Michael, real quick, regarding Nicholas Cruz. First of all, his lawyer or so-called lawyer should have asked for a mental health evaluation. That's the first thing you do. And the second thing, why does he have a public defender when this kid has over $800,000 in his trust fund?
Well, the terms of the trust fund may say that he's only allowed to take out so much at one time. He may be on an allowance. A trust fund is not something that you can just go into and say, give me all the money. At least never having had a trust fund, I think that's the way it works. If it's set up so that you're only allowed to take out just a little bit, then he couldn't get a lawyer. But this was just being ramrodded through. They grab the kid, they claim he confessed, they get him into court with this lawyer who says, yeah, he's guilty, end of story. And again, a real lawyer would have said, we're going to plead not guilty, and we're going to look at the forensic evidence. Because just as was the case with Sandy Hook, and just as was the case with the Boston bombings, there is reasonable doubt that the designated patsies were the actual perpetrators.
Well, I would agree with you. But getting back to the trust fund, if he's put in jail for the rest of his life or even get the death penalty, what happens to the trust fund?
I have no idea. Again, it depends on how it's set up. Whoever set up the trust fund, they make up the rules. They may have a rule in there that if something happens to Cruz, it passes to his heirs and assigns, and if he doesn't have any heirs and assigns, then it goes to some other charity.
Right. Okay, well, thank you very much.
All right, thank you very much here, and we're going to go to Jim in Chicago. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind? That was Jim. My mistake here. We got a long list. Don in the Philippines. Aloha, Don. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, Mike. Yes, on the deal with the tariffs, Trump with his tariffs, I don't know if it's going to work or not. I hope it works, but it looks like he's embarking on this path, but the time they really should have had tariffs was back in the 80s. There was a guy named Clyde Prestowitz that wrote a couple, two or three books about, back then Japan was the ones that we should have had, maybe had tariffs on instead of just, that was when we really sold the farm was back then. But if it works out, now one thing about economics, I remember this interview I saw one time with Mick Jagger, and they asked him why he dropped out of the London School of Economics. He said because there's too many variables. Economics, well, I think that's true. But on one other topic, you're talking about the Grafenwehr training area in Germany. That brings back memories. I was a cook there in Grafenwehr in the 80s, and back then we were looking for our scenario was the Russians were going to be rolling over the Fulda Gap. So we, you know, that's why we had a million tanks in Germany back in those days. And now it's a repeat. What's going on now is a repeat of the Cold War.
Yes, that's exactly it. So that the military-industrial complex can get insanely rich off of the American people. And it's a scam. Everything they were telling us during the first Cold War turned out to be a lie. You know, the Russians weren't really plotting to take over the United States of America. They had enough problems to deal with at home. Your comment about economics, too many variables, reminds me of a statement Harry Truman once said. If you took all the economists in the world and laid them end to end, they'd still point in different directions.
Yeah. Well, that's about it, Mike. I'll let you go get back to your news and everything. Thank you.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to take one more phone call, then we're going to close the phone lines. Mark in Florida, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good evening or afternoon. Thanks for letting me in. I just wanted to clarify. The gentleman was talking about nationalism. Washington, Adams, Hamilton, they were nationalists. Nationalists mean that the states are subject or slave plantations to the national government. A federal system.
No, that's a federalist. That's a federalist.
No. A federal
that's a federalist.
System is where the states are independent and free, and the way they were under the Articles of Confederation.
Well, the original United States. the states were considered sovereign entities that had simply banded together in that confederation. And that was the original plan. But you're right. Almost as soon as the country was formed, there was the rise of a federalist movement that wanted to exert more control from the national capital over the nation. But setting that aside, we're still, even if it's all one, it's still one nation with sovereign borders. And the idea of equating the nation's borders to communism was absurd. It's right out of George Orwell.
Well, what I'm trying to point out is a federal system is where the states are independent and their own masters. A national system is where the states are not their own masters. We're misusing
You've got it
the
backwards.
Terms.
No, I think you're the one who's misusing the terms. You need to go back and read the Federalist Papers.
The Federalists
okay.
have been lied to, Michael, but I agree to disagree.
All right, well. All right, we agree to disagree. Mark, we're going to let you go here. We're going to close the phone lines because I got a lot of news to get through before the lovely lady Claire shows up here. We may open them again later in the show, but I need to get back to this stuff. We're still talking about Parkland and the aftermath. We're still getting zero information about this veterans home situation in Napa County here. But once again, we're seeing an article. This is Flyover Press. Police are worthless, and it's reminding us all. Under our Constitution and our laws, police officers have no obligation to protect the American citizenry. But at the same time, our politicians, our corporate media, are saying that the American citizenry not be allowed to protect itself. This is absolute madness. And remember, even CNN acknowledged the success story of Kennesaw, Georgia. 6 years ago, the city council passed an ordinance that every single home had to have a firearm in good working order. In fact, it wasn't just buy a gun, it was maintain a firearm. That was the language used, meaning keep it in good working order. And because of that, they've had only one murder in 6 years, and violent crime rate is 2%. And before the town ordinance, they had a lot of problems. Just the awareness that there are guns in the homes will tell the criminals to go someplace else. It's always worked out that way. The people who want to strip you of your guns want to turn you into victims of criminals and the government without resistance. Now, interesting little development coming on out, little YouTube video we put it up there. Remember Caitlyn Jenner, used to be Bruce Jenner, apparently wants to go back to being Bruce, is having transgender regret. I don't know, maybe they kept those spare parts in a freezer somewhere. But apparently Caitlyn is not enjoying her new life, and she wants to go back to being a guy. Apparently that's actually a very common problem. That people who've gone through this very expensive hormone treatment and sex reassignment surgery, they get on the other side of it and realize it hasn't changed their lives. It didn't make their problems go away. Their problems were coming from other sources. And they want to go back. We had a story, I think it was about a month ago, about a student who did a thesis paper talking about all these transgenders who had regrets and wanted to go back and was just hushed up. Because part of that globalist agenda is to keep us just terribly confused about everything, including what our gender is. And by the way, for the record, I'm a guy. Little bit of good news. Remember that Navy sailor was charged with espionage and thrown in jail because he took photos on the nuclear submarine that he was serving on in an area where photos were not allowed. And they grabbed him and they said, you've committed espionage. Didn't give the photos to anybody, just took them. And they threw him in jail. And people were holding it up saying, you know, this stands in contrast to what Hillary did and she got to walk. Trump just pardoned the Navy sailor. Good for you, Donald Trump. We'll be back after these commercials.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And probably now is a good time to remind all of our listeners, if you're not already aware, daylight savings time starts this coming Sunday. Spring ahead. For those parts of the country that don't do daylight savings time, which is Hawaii and Arizona, and I think Alaska, I'm not sure about that, our show will now be 1 hour earlier in the day. So make sure you get your clock set so you're not late for work on next coming Monday. Apparently, Barack and Michelle Obama are going to be hitting the airwaves for Netflix. They are basically in negotiations with Netflix to develop a series of programming that will provide Barack Obama with a global and unfiltered platform to the public. So at the same time, conservative media is being shut down. The liberals are going whole hog to just basically take over the corporate media, even more than they already have. Now, Belgium has started giving out free iodine pills. I think maybe I did mention this yesterday, but just to recap, if you're living in Belgium, you can go to your local drugstore, you get free iodine pills. And it's not out of concern of a nuclear attack, but apparently they're concerned about their nuclear power stations, which are starting to get very, very old. Now, Comcast has been found blocking legitimate sites. They have what is called protected browsing option. And the internet is full of bad things, malware, phishing attacks, nefarious ads. Parents don't want their kids surfing without some kind of control because of online piracy and pornography. So Comcast's Xfinity broadband internet service has this protected browsing. The only problem is a lot of good stuff is getting caught in Xfinity's protected web, like PayPal and gaming website Steam, both of which were recently deemed threats by the Xfinity protected browsing feature. And this highlights two aspects. First of all, the extreme power that ISPs now wield over every site and service online, which is probably going to get worse with the end of net neutrality. Or alternatively, it shows that their automated system is still in need of work. That, like most other American-authored software, it's just put into use with huge amounts of bugs and problems. Remember the disaster of the Obamacare site. Facebook has seen a 24% drop in user time spent. I guess all that filtering of conservative news is coming back to haunt them. People can't find what they're looking for on Facebook. They're going to go someplace else. And they are. Those new startup social media companies, they're doing very, very well. Now, Russian researchers have blown the whistle on yet another National Security Agency hack into our systems. And apparently the NSA is hiding spying software deep within hard drives made by Western Digital, Seagate, Toshiba, and other top manufacturers. Obviously, they have managed to arm twist these manufacturers into allowing this to happen. But apparently the spyware is on the hard drive. And it's out of control. Kaspersky said it found personal computers in 30 countries infected with one or more of these spying programs, with the most infections seen in Iran, followed by Russia, Pakistan, Afghanistan, China, Mali, Syria, Yemen, and Algeria. Well, that target list kind of tells us, yeah, this is the NSA. Targets included government and military institutions, telecommunications companies, banks, energy companies, nuclear researchers, media, and Islamic activists. I'm sure glad I kept my old Commodore VIC-20. I'm very confident there's no spyware in there. Now, here comes your daily dose of booga booga, and it's a little alarming. This is starting to come from multiple directions. Dr. Jonathan Quick, chair of the Global Health Council, is warning that a mutant flu virus could strike tomorrow and kill 300 million people. So, buy lots and lots of vaccines right now. Actually, when I put this story up, I went on back and I put in a link back to a story about how the CDC reconstructed the Spanish flu virus, which, by the way, was not from Spain to begin with. So why are they reconstructing it? Now, Bill Gates is warning of an epidemic that could kill over 30 million people. And of course, now that he's made all of his money off of his computer users, he's got no more use for us, and he'd just like to see a lot of us go away. But I'm all of a sudden seeing a lot of these, oh, there could be a pandemic, could be a pandemic. Kind of makes you wonder what they're planning on doing to get us into conformance with those Georgia Guidestones. We'll be right back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And the vaccine debate continues to rage on. Earlier in the week, we were talking about how scientists had started looking at vaccines from the physical approach rather than the biochemical approach, studying very popular vaccines with scanning electron microscopes and found them loaded with these nanoparticles of inorganic, non-biodegradable, non-biocompatible, whatever that means, particles. There's a lot of contamination in those. And again, we keep hearing all these stories about how people are coming down ill that have had the vaccines. They're not working. And apparently, over in Oklahoma, there's a bill passed through committee heading for a vote that would restore vaccine choice. And needless to say, they're getting all kinds of pressure, lobbying from the big pharmaceutical companies. Oh, no, you've got to force people to take our medication. Story out of Investment Watch blog, basically quoting out of Vaxxed. Now, Vaxxed is a documentary about the problems with vaccines. And they devote a good part of that documentary to Gardasil. And in Vaxxed, Dr. Suzanne Humphries and Polly Tomey go through the Gardasil inserts to explore just how the safety and efficacy research was done and what the results were. And we have heard in many other cases where the safety research on products is rigged. When Monsanto was testing glyphosate, they cut off their rat tests at 3 months. The French study showed that at 4 months is when the effects started showing. So Merck is getting ready to do another test. They're going to be doing Gardasil 9 HPV vaccine trials on postpartum mothers between the ages of 16 and 26 immediately after having their children in the hospital. I suppose that's better than shooting them up with this Gardasil while they're still pregnant. But apparently, Merck doesn't believe that enough people are being vaccinated for HPV. I mean, they're trying to push it for boys now. They're never going to get cervical cancer. It's all about the money. It's all about the money. Now, there's a little bit of victory down in Australia. There was an effort by the corporate medical interest, their version of the medical industrial complex, to force through a law labeling all natural alternative supplements as being based on pseudoscience. They wanted to have a label on there that would basically say that there's no scientific evidence that this product is effective. And a lot of companies have to go through that here in the United States of America. But the courts basically struck it down and said that, yeah, a lot of these products sold in the health food stores date back hundreds of years and are known to have a positive effect. But the medical industrial complex wants you to be dependent only on their products. Even if they're dangerous, even if they're not working, it's all about the money. And I've talked before about this concept of biological coevolution. When you use something from nature to treat illness or infection, garlic's good for things, all these things, we have co-evolved with those life forms and their biochemistry over millions of years. When these pharmaceutical corporations want to create a patented medicine, they come up with an entirely new molecule, something that has never existed before on this planet. And it may not work well with our biochemistry. And that's why I think we're seeing so many of these problems with these new medications. They want patents. They want market exclusivity. And they're creating chemicals that our biochemistry simply doesn't really know how to work with. So over in New England, they're starting to ask, when will it stop snowing? And they're trying to predict when the snow will be over. Most of it's already over. But it was a very heavy storm. And what is it coming from? The effects of declining solar activity. That's what's given us the monster storms, the European super freeze, the American super freeze. We have set all-time cold weather records this last winter. And the global warming people are still out there trying to sell their snake oil. We're seeing U.S. government agencies like NASA and NOAA get caught fudging the data to push a political agenda. And when science becomes politicized, it's no longer science. It's just another form of propaganda. In the good old days, the rulers could turn to the priests in the church, and the priests would tell the congregation, you need to do what the ruler says because that's what God demands. Well, people don't really fall for that anymore. Religion is in decline. It's sort of been relegated to kind of a traditional ceremonial part of life. And so the rulers have now turned to scientists. They get a scientist in a white lab coat carrying a clipboard. And now the story is, do what the rulers tell you because the science is settled. And they're absolutely right. Humans are warming the planet and snow is a thing of the past. Now, if you live in California, as you're aware, there's a tremendous water shortage. And one of the things they're getting ready to do is to allow treated, recycled water, meaning sewer water, to be added to the reservoirs. Now, the technology to do this is out there. We do it here in Hawaii. The problem is that the recycled water from your drains and everything, that treatment doesn't get everything out of it. They'll get all the brown stuff out of it. They'll make it look clear and drinkable. But there's a growing concern over people in this pharmaceutical happy nation that surplus medicine your body does not metabolize is excreted and goes down those toilets. And that's going to go right through that treatment system. And they're going to start using it. But they're very short of water there. And one of the reasons is the huge population growth, mostly of the illegal immigrants. And it is amazing to see the same liberals who scream that overpopulation is straining our natural resources, trying to cram as many illegal immigrants into the United States as they possibly can. But then when have liberals ever actually made any sense? Now, as you know, not too long ago, there was a huge earthquake in Papua New Guinea, followed by a large series of aftershocks, a rather unusual series. And locals there are saying it has something to do with ExxonMobil's gas project on the island nation. And apparently, there's now a backlash against the U.S. company's activities that's becoming very difficult to contain. Now, we know here in the United States that fracking wells have started triggering earthquakes in areas that never had them before, like Oklahoma especially. Now, ExxonMobil is saying, look, New Guinea gets a lot of earthquakes. This is just another one. There's no linkage, really. There's no linkage whatsoever. Now, do you remember this story a while back called Cheddar Man? And the story was last month, researchers claimed they'd been able to accurately reconstruct the face of the first Brit based on DNA and sensationally revealed he had black skin. See, Britain is supposed to be black, not white. Well, geneticist Susan Walsh at Indiana University, Purdue University, Indianapolis, says we don't know the skin color. DNA testing is not advanced enough to say for certain. This whole thing about Cheddar Man being black skin was more politics than anything else. Now, New Scientist magazine is lamenting the fact that the Cheddar Man hoax admission has been seized on by those alt-right activists to question whether science is accurate and valid in other areas like, well, you know, human-caused global warming. Or vaccine safety, for that matter, here. Medical experts are now changing their mind. They're recommending against routine screening for ovarian cancer because apparently there have been false positives leading to unnecessary life-altering surgery for women. The test is not reliable. It's profitable. But unnecessary surgery, I mean, that's insane here. Now, getting out to outer space, as you know, there's a Chinese space station, the Tiangong-1, and its orbit is decaying. The Chinese space agency has lost control of the craft. It's just up there. It's slowly coming down. It's a replay of Skylab, where they don't really know where it's going to hit. And they're now projecting it will come back to Earth somewhere between March 29th and April 9th. It's carrying a lot of nasty stuff like hydrazine, which is toxic. Although I can imagine that if that tank does rupture on reentry, the heat of reentry will decompose the hydrazine very quickly. But it's an 8-ton craft. They lost control of it in 2016. And the orbit is inclined 42.8 degrees to the Earth's equator, which means the orbit reaches as high as 43 degrees north and 43 degrees south, which is a pretty wide range. It's going to come down somewhere. Hopefully it will be the ocean. but basically the orbit is high enough to reach to the very top of the continental United States and reach down to the southern tip of Australia. So pretty much a lot of the world could see this come on down. So grab a bunch of souvenirs and sell them on eBay. I remember when Skylab came on down and NASA assured us that, oh, it crashed in the Pacific off the coast of Australia. And then it turned out parts of it came down on Australia. And some of that stuff is in museums now. But a lot of it wound up being sold on eBay. And I little paperweight, little Lucite paperweight with a little flake of Skylab in there. But keep your eyes to the skies, and we're going to be looking at the tracking very, very closely, and hopefully we'll get something a little bit more accurate as to where it's coming down and when. The problem is, of course, if you look at weather maps, you understand that the Earth's atmosphere is not perfectly spherical. It bulges up over the high-pressure zones. It's lower in the low-pressure zones. And so as the space station encounters the upper edges of the atmosphere, it's hitting these denser pockets. And it's kind of like a ball in a pachinko machine or a pinball machine. You're not exactly sure where it's going to go bouncing. It's a classic chaos theory problem. So we'll keep an eye on that. Now, story coming out of another one from Investment Watch blog. Apparently, there is a new legal defense for crime, and it's called the air pollution made me do it, because researchers are saying air pollution can trigger unethical behaviors, leading people to commit more crimes, to cheat on their spouses. I'm cheating on my spouse because it's a smoggy day? And is there really something there, or is this just another excuse for people to justify cheating on their spouses? I think it's the latter. I really do. I'd be more inclined to think prescription antidepressants are causing people to cheat on their spouses because it gets in the way of impulse control. Now, a new study has come on out from an Indian non-governmental organization saying that there are, in fact, cancer-causing chemicals in toothpaste and soap. And the study said there are alternatives and that all of these chemicals have a severe impact on infants and children. Triclosan is an antifungal agent, and it's used in soaps, toothpaste, deodorants, mouthwash, detergents, and hair products. It has an impact on developmental and reproductive effects and a potential cancer risk, which kind of reminds me about that story that came out a while ago about how sperm counts for men in the developed countries have been in decline. Are we mouthwashing away our fertility? There are parabens in there, also antibacterial. They interfere with endocrine systems. And this one is admitted to interfere with male reproductive functions, may cause breast cancer. Phthalates, used as a plasticizer, added to plastics to improve their flexibility. Tricyclocarbon, say that one three times fast, diethanolamine. And corporations put this stuff in their products because it makes the product look better and more attractive and people will buy it. And unless somebody makes a real stink about it, they don't really care if it's actually potentially harmful. We went through that with all of these formaldehyde precursors that were really affecting Claire. And yes, they did pass a law saying that formaldehyde glues were banned for use in baby shoes, but it's still used in other leather products, and it is a known carcinogen. Now, there's a new theory about autism coming from research scientist Stephanie Senoff, in which she says that we need to look at glyphosate exposure. And she's saying that by the year 2025, unless something dramatic changes, unless the real cause of autism is identified and dealt with, 50% of children born in the United States by the year 2025 will be autistic. And that will be enough to crush our economy. the cost of caring for all those autistic children, there won't be anything else left over. And Dr. Seneff is maintaining that the skyrocketing autism rates are linked with the growth in use of glyphosate. Now, this doesn't necessarily get mercury off the hook. We know that autism is damage to the brain, and it may be coming from multiple sources. Tap water in Illinois is polluted with high levels of nitrate from the GMO corn belt. Our water is very bad in this country. The bottled water companies love that, but it's not good for us, what's coming out of the tap. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be back with another segment and then the Lady Claire.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guaranteed. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included, American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working 2 jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're talking about science, health, and medicine. Apparently, Martin Shkreli, remember the guy who bought rights to a drug and then price gouged it, was caught with some other things. He's been sentenced to 7 years in prison So that's a real good one. I want to step back to the immigration issue because Nancy Pelosi just came on out and commented on the Department of Justice lawsuit that seeks to declare unconstitutional the concept of sanctuary cities. And Nancy Pelosi's comment was, "We'll keep the doors open for illegals to make America more American." I think we need to drug test this lady right now when she says things like that. Now, as you know, we've got this opioid crisis in the United States, and we're not talking about what you find down there on the street corners. We're talking about prescription opioids. There's a huge supply of cheap heroin coming in from Afghanistan. Under the Taliban, Afghanistan stopped the opium crop. Ever since the Americans went on in, the poppies are blooming. They got bumper crops. Those opium poppies are being guarded and protected by uniformed members of the coalition. We have a whole bunch of photos. U.S. soldiers with the flag on their shoulder guarding the poppies. And so doctors were initially encouraged to prescribe these things, to turn people into addicts, to be another revenue stream for the medical industrial complex. Now we're seeing the result of it. Emergency rooms are slammed with opioid overdoses in Missouri and Illinois. Let's see here. All right, I'll tell you what. We're going to go ahead and take one phone call before the top of the hour. Dave in Missouri, welcome back to the show. What's on your mind?
Howdy, Mike. Hope you're doing well today, brother.
Doing
first
fine.
Question, good.
Yeah.
First question, is Carlos Rivera, the famous terrorist, going to be with you in the third hour?
That's my wife.
Claire, I would love to hear Claire respond to that. That's the most ludicrous thing I've ever heard. And when you told us that the other day, it was just so ludicrous that it was hilarious. I couldn't help but laugh out loud. I mean, so I hope she'll address that in her own classy, articulate way. We'd appreciate hearing it. And you covered so much tragic news. The opiate thing, the poppies, the CIA growing it. I mean, you know, we remember Arkansas. I'm from Arkansas. I mean, we both lived through that period. It's more of the same. It just never stops in our caucus to talk about. And it's just, I mean, you know, rather than a real economy, and you talked about the autism level of children. I mean, how heartbreaking. But, Mike, what I really called about was North Korea. Because to me, that an American president would meet with such a despotic thug as that third-generation communist dictator is an insult. And really, what does he have to offer us? What does he have, for that matter, to offer South Korea, except that he's no longer going to be pointing guns at him? He's got an $8 billion economy. South Korea has a $14 billion. Go ahead.
I have to cut you off because we're almost out of time in this segment. First of all, what you think you know of North Korea has been fed to you by the same corporate media that told you Saddam Hussein had nuclear weapons.
Okay. But, you know, do you not see it as kind of an East Berlin, West Berlin thing where the two sides are, I mean, certainly.
Okay, we got to let you go. I'm sorry. There's the music. I got to let you go. We're going to close the phone lines again. And when we come on back from this break, the Lady Claire will be here.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.